It was the most memorable time of my life.
Memorable.
It was a touching moment.
Touching. Did he get permission before he touched you?
It never happened. I won't have to worry about putting gas in my car. I won't have to worry about paying my mortgage.
Don't have to pay your mortgage.
If I help him, he's going to help me.
Oh, yeah. Welcome, my friends, to the beginning of the end. Today, the trumpeting takes place. Western civilization will collapse. For you see, the Messiah is no longer leading us. He knows your anger and your dreams. You know how the Messiah knows these things? Because the NSA monitors, reads, and saves everything you write on the internet. Like Mussolini. Ask not what you can do for your country unless you're on welfare and voting Democrat. Cult of personality. How will you live without your half-black Messiah? How will you survive? Did you go to Canada yet? Are you in Canada? You're not in Canada? You didn't leave and go to Canada? What the fuck? Ah, yes. The Messiah. The Messiah has been displaced by the trumpeting. What are we gonna do? Well, fortunately, of course, the Messiah gave us 8 years of peace and prosperity. During the last 8 years, he did smile on the TV. He did a lot of smiling on television. And he was the cult of personality for 8 years. You people worshipped him. He did exploit you. And you continue to lick his asshole. That's Obamanomics, right? So if we spread that wealth around, that'll make things better for everybody. Let me ask you this. If Obama made things so much better, why are you still poor? Did Obama make things better for all the people he murdered with flying robots? Oh, but that's okay. Remember, it's not rape if you're a Muslim, and it's not murder if you're black. Oh, the Messiah, Hussein Obama, born without birth certificate. It's almost like the virgin birth, right? Jesus was born without a father. Obama was born without a birth certificate. It's not quite the same, but it's so close, right? If you're not willing to admit that being born without a birth certificate is the same as the virgin birth, then you're probably a racist. Greetings, my friends. Welcome to the Cult of Personality podcast. Haven't done one of these since 2012. Back in the day when I thought the birthing, the virgin birth of the Cult of Personality podcast was that I thought, oh, you know, Obama's the president, he's an idiot, you know, unlike all the other people before him who are also idiots. But I'm going to do this podcast and I'm going to talk about Obama and his stupid shit and make fun of him. And then I completely got over actually caring about politics in detail. Right, this whole thing, I've said this a million times, right, arguing about, well, they passed this law, is it good or bad? It's a law, they're all bad. There's no such thing. It's like, well, was this rape good or bad? When we killed this person, when we killed this innocent child, was it good or bad? You know, it's just, no, there's no such thing as good or bad law. Arguing about that kind of shit is stupid. And so the podcast kind of went by the side. And I have thought about revitalizing it. You know, the kind of way Obama revitalized the economy and everybody has jobs now and there's nobody on food stamps or anything. As not a look at the specific actions of the Lord and Savior, Hussein Obama, the first half-black president, first affirmative action president, and the second coming of Jesus Christ, but as a look at the need you statists have to have a Messiah, your desire and attraction to the cult of personality. the way you need, and this is what Ben Stone, before he became a social justice warrior, and probably, well, he probably still does call, this is what Ben Stone calls the great man, right? You statist, you need some person out there to give your life meaning. You need another person to look to and say, oh, this person is going to have the answers. This person is going to solve my problems for me. This person is going to make my life better. Because as a statist, you are not capable of recognizing that the only person who can make your life better is you. You have to do the fucking work. The Messiah, Hussein Obama, is not going to make your life better. The God Emperor, Donald Trump, is not going to make your life better, right? All the Trump supporters are about to experience what the Obama supporters experienced in Obama's first 4 years. And we'll see, just as there was this very small number of people who realized that Obama betrayed them after the first 4 years and that Obama was not the Messiah. And I actually met one of these people in the flesh, talked to him. I know these people exist. They're by a very small minority, but they exist. We will see 4 years from now, after the God Emperor, Donald Trump, has done nothing and nothing has changed, because nothing will change, because nothing can change. It's the state. It's not going to change. There's no change. We will see how many of you reject that. But putting all that aside, my friends, today, I, the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs, and of course you can send me email at God, dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. Today, we are here to look at the legacy, the joy and the wonder of 8 years of the Messiah, Hussein Obama. Because you see, everything's so much better. That nobody had to pay their rent. Nobody had to pay their mortgage. Nobody had to put gas in their car. If you helped him, he helped you. There are no more poor people. Corporate profits are down. The evil white people are not racist anymore. Race relations are better than ever. The wars have ended. I saw a meme on the internet, because God knows this is, we've reached this point in our existence as a culture here in North America, where everything we know comes from looking at memes on the internet. It's fucking pathetic. I don't know that this is true, but I suspect it's true. What it said was that Hussein Obama is the first president who spent 8 years in office, during which every single day of those 8 years, the United States was at war with another country. Now, that part is true. The part that we have been at war with other countries, Afghanistan, for, we've been at war with Afghanistan for over 8 years. So every single day of the Nobel Peace Prize winning cocksucking piece of shit, Hussein Obama, we have been at war with another country. Now, I don't know if he really is the only president in which the legal fiction known as the United States has been in this status. That may or may not be true. But just think about that next time you are slobbering on Obama's cock about how much he cares about peace and poor people. Because I'm sure that when Obama has dropped bombs on these foreign countries and shot missiles at groups of people and blown them up, I'm sure he only targeted rich people. I'm sure he didn't kill any poor people in Afghanistan or Iraq or any of these other countries he's been dropping bombs on. Here's another little thing. I just happened to see this on the Twitterverse as I was firing this up. I want to throw it out before I move on to the true glory of today's podcast. On the Twitterverse, factcheck.org, which, as somebody else pointed out, the fact that organizations such as Fact Check exist tells us that the media is lying. If the mainstream media actually checked their information for accuracy before they presented the information, then you wouldn't need organizations like Fact Check to look at the things the media say and determine if these things are true or not. So when the media, the mainstream media, is running around talking about fake news, which is all the rage, have you noticed, as soon as a Republican is elected, have you noticed how all the news is fake? As soon as a Republican is elected, have you noticed that? Well, the Russians hacked the election. Well, I thought the election was unhackable. Democracy is so fucking wonderful. Oh, look, we lost. It must be the Russians. Okay, fact check on the Twitterverse sent out this little fucking tweet with this picture. And it says, as Trump takes over, after-tax corporate profits are running at near record levels, having set a record in 2014. So it shows here in the little chart, which if I remember might end up in the show notes, the corporate profits under the evil George Bush, and those little bars are red. And then it shows the corporate profits under the Lord and Savior, the Messiah, Hussein Obama, and those are in blue because, you know, we can't have colors, we can't have like blue for boys and pink for girls because that's imposing non-existent gender standards because there's no such thing as gender, it's a social construct. But of course, we can have different colors for Republicans and Democrats, I don't know. Anyway, Hussein Obama, record corporate profits after taxes. I thought Democrats cared about poor people and were against the corporations. I thought corporate profits were evil. Why is this a good thing? Wasn't part... Oh, well, let's find out. Let's find out. Ladies and gentlemen, I have here in my hand a printed copy from, wait, when was it? 2008? Yes, from back in 2008. The Blueprint for Change. Hussein Obama's Plan for America. See, unlike those of you who voted for Obama, I actually read this document. And I have it right here. A message from Barack. Thank you for taking a look at this booklet. I believe it's critically important that those of us who want to lead this nation be open, candid, and clear with the American people about how we will move forward. Yes, whenever Hussein Obama says, let me be clear, you know he's about to lie. Now, I have not reread this entire thing, but I read it at the time, and I don't remember anything in here about indefinite detention of American citizens. I don't recall that being in here, but he's going to be open because he has the most open administration in history. Mm-hmm. All right. This is a defining moment in our history. Our nation is at war. 8 years later, our nation is still at war. Nothing has changed. The planet is in peril. The dream that so many generations fought for feels as if it's slowly slipping away. We've never paid more for healthcare or for college. And in 8 years, healthcare has become more expensive. Not only is healthcare more expensive, but now you're forced to buy healthcare insurance from privately owned corporations who are now making more profits after taxes than ever before. And college is more expensive than ever. And more college diplomas are worthless than ever before. Oh, like I'm already feeling the glory of 8 years of Hussein Obama. Everything is so much better now. It's harder to save and retire. And most of all, we've lost faith that our leaders can or will do anything about it. Well, no, your leaders can't do anything about it. I don't have any leaders, so I can't say our leaders. The only leader I have is me. Your leaders cannot do anything about it. Your Messiah, Hussein Obama, had 8 fucking years to find you a job, to stop dropping bombs on other countries. I mean, how hard is it? Seriously, you cocksucking motherfucking statist, liberal, Democrat, left-wing statist fucking pieces of shit, Obama ass-licking fuckers. How difficult is it for your Messiah, Hussein Obama, to tell the military, of which he is the commander-in-chief, stop dropping bombs on other countries. If that is beyond the ability of your fucking Messiah, you might need a new Messiah. Now, you're going to say, well, but Donald Trump, and this, I love this, was that we're not changing the subject. Is Donald Trump not, yes, Donald Trump, that's Donald Trump is not going to change anything. We're not talking about Donald Trump. We're talking about 8 years of your fucking Messiah. Right, I've gone over this before. The last time I used this excuse is when I was in, what the fuck grade was it? 8, 7, 6, whatever. When I threw a rock and I hit a girl in the head and they called me in. They're like, why? And I said, well, Trent was throwing rocks too. It's like, so what? Right? I mean, can you imagine? So, great one. Well, you raped this woman and then you killed her. Well, okay, but Bill, he raped a woman and killed her too. Oh, he did? Oh, well, never mind. Great one. It's totally okay. Right. So no, I don't want to hear about Donald Trump. Donald Trump can fucking grab a pussy. That doesn't excuse 8 years of your fucking Messiah. If your fucking Messiah is such a great fucking man, if Obama's so wonderful, if he's so pure and virginal and when he shits, he doesn't have to wipe his ass, then we're talking about his fucking 8 years. I don't want to hear, we're not changing the subject, you little fuckers. We're talking about your affirmative action president. We are talking about Hussein the fuck Obama. Man who has murdered more humans with flying robots than anyone else in the history of the human species. The Democrat Party has always made the biggest difference in the lives of the American people when we've led not by polls, but by principle, not by calculation, but by conviction, when we summoned the entire nation to a common purpose, a higher purpose. Yes, I would completely agree with that. The Democrat Party has made the biggest difference in the lives of the American people when they have led by their principles. For example, when they founded the Ku Klux Klan, or when they put Japanese people in concentration camps, or when they participated in the extermination and relocation of the American Indians. Yes, the Democrats have definitely made an impact when they have led based on their principles. I'm in this race because I want to stop talking about the outrage of 47 million Americans without health care and start actually doing something about it. Yes, like forcing those 47 million Americans to purchase healthcare so that the corporations can make more profits after taxes than they ever did under the evil Republican George Bush. Oh, the Messiah. Oh, the glory. Oh, Messiah, please let me kiss your feet. Let me anoint you. I'm in this race to end our dependence on Middle East oil. How's that worked out for you? And to save our planet from the crisis of climate change. I saw some bullshit the other day, which is not true because I know it's not true. It's on the Twitterverse that this, the 2016, the third warmest year ever, we're all dying. So how's the Messiah saving us from climate change? How's that working out? Oh, it's not. We're all dying, right? I look outside right now. There, I see snow on the ground. That snow is because of global warming. And I see people out there in the snow dying as global warming kills them. There's like thousands of people outside the window dying from global warming right now. Did you know that Hussein Obama has murdered more people with flying robots than have died from global warming? God damn it. I keep forgetting. It's not murder if you're black. Fuck. Right? If you tape up a white guy and scalp him and hit him and scream fuck Donald Trump while live streaming it on YouTube, it's not torture if you're black. God damn it. I am so fucking racist. I keep forgetting this shit. All right. So thank you. And obviously, I'm not reading the entire introductory letter. I'm reading the parts that I highlighted back in 2008. So thank you for taking the time to read this booklet, which lays out very clearly how I will achieve these goals for the people of Iowa. Only for the people of Iowa, apparently. Hussein Obama's plan to change Washington. Here we go. Unlike other candidates, he refuses to accept campaign contributions from PACs and Washington lobbyists. Obama will close the revolving door between the executive branch and K Street lobbying shops. Obama's appointees will serve the American people, not their own financial interest. Hillary Rodham Clinton. Obama will clean up government contracting and end the abuse of no-bid contracts. How'd that work out for you? What do we got here? All right. Yeah, do I really want... Okay, yeah, he's going to end federal contract tax breaks, blah, 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 blah. Hold 21st century fireside chats. Obama will bring democracy and policy directly to the people by requiring his cabinet officials to have periodic national broadband town hall meetings to discuss issues before their agencies. Benghazi. All right. So how many national broadband town hall meetings do you recall Obama's cabinet officials having? My recollection would be zero. Now, I could be wrong because I don't pay attention to this shit. Again, this is your... See, if you think Obama's the Messiah and you're having fits right now, this is your chance to prove me wrong. Remember, I've only been wrong one time in my life when I said Hillary Clinton would be the next president. That's it. I've been wrong one time in my life. You hate me? You think I'm racist, sexist, homophobic because I don't lick Obama's ass like you do? Okay, prove me wrong. Send me factual information pointing to Obama's fucking cabinet officials having broadband town meetings to discuss issues. Send me evidence of this. Prove me wrong. Obama will amend executive orders to ensure that communications about regulatory policy making between persons outside government and all White House staff are disclosed to the public. Yeah, they sure spent a lot of time hiding what was going on. Obama will nullify the Bush attempts to make the timely release of presidential records more difficult. Yeah, how's Obama doing with that fucking transparency? Google for government. Oh my God. Barack Obama and Senator Tom Coburn, Republican, Oklahoma, passed a law, really, to create a Google-like search engine to allow regular people to track federal grants, contracts, earmarks, and loans online. And have you heard of this search engine? Can you prove me wrong with evidence? Can you send me a link to this search engine? What do we have here? Oh, plans for a healthy America. My plan begins by covering every American. In other words, forcing every American to buy health insurance from privately owned corporations that have greater profits than ever before, because I care about poor people. If you already have health insurance, the only thing that will change for you under this plan is the amount of money you will spend on premiums. That will be less. If you are one of the 45 million Americans who don't have health insurance, you will have it after this plan becomes law. No one will be turned away because of a pre-existing condition or illness. Okay, there it is. Everybody now has health insurance. I don't want to hear any whining about the cost of health care. You have health insurance. Everyone in the United States now has health insurance, and it costs them less money than it did before. Obama's plan will bring down the cost of health care and reduce a typical family's premiums by as much as $25,000 per year. The nation faces epidemics of obesity and chronic disease, as well as new threats of pandemic flu and bioterrorism. Yet despite all of this, less than 4 cents of every healthcare dollar is spent on prevention and public health. Oh yeah, because you can't tell fat people they're fat, because that's body shaming. Furthermore, why does it cost money to tell fat people to lose weight? Ooh, Obama will require that all children have health care coverage. Is that part of the law? I don't know. I don't have kids. Is that part of the law? If you have kids, are you required to buy health care insurance for your children so that the corporations can have greater after-tax profits than ever before because Democrats care about poor people so much? He will also challenge the medical system, he has challenged, to eliminate inequities in healthcare through quality measurement and reporting, implementation of effective interventions such as patient navigation programs, and making the healthcare workforce more diverse. 'Cause the skin color of the nurse who brings you your medication. See, that's important. That makes all the fucking difference. I'm in this room. Messiah. Oh no, wait, just hold on, hold on. Okay. All right, deep breath. I'm in this race to take those tax breaks away from companies that are moving jobs overseas and put them in the pockets of hardworking Americans who deserve it. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, because I don't give a shit. But the little Twitterverse, you know, I'm looking at shit on Twitter, here's what I gleaned from the Twitterverse, is that Donald Trump, the evil, the Trumpening, somehow forced somebody, was it an automobile manufacturer, that they were going to build their factory in another country, but now they're going to build their factory in the United States because Donald Trump messiahed them or some fucking, I don't know, God emperored something, I don't fucking know. But the point is, the liberal Democrats, the left-wing statists, were all fucking up in arms about this and whiny and fucking social justice warrior. But here, when the Lord and Savior, the Messiah, is going to find ways for companies to prevent companies from building their factories overseas and sending their jobs overseas. Oh, he's the Messiah. And I won't raise the minimum wage every 10 years. I will raise it to keep pace so that workers don't fall behind. Okay, 8 years of Obama. How many times did the minimum wage go up? I don't know because I don't really pay that much attention because I don't give a shit. Again, so you minimum wage workers, are you keeping up? Because Obama said you're going to keep up. You're not going to fall behind. Are you behind? No, you're not behind. And you're not poor anymore. Why are you still on food stamps? Are you poor or not? If Obama kept his word and raised the minimum wage to keep pace so that workers don't fall behind, you wouldn't be poor. You are poor. He didn't fucking raise the minimum wage to keep pace. The two things are mutually exclusive. That's why I am in it. To protect the American worker. To fight for the American worker. Obama will cut income taxes by $1,000 for working families to offset the payroll tax they pay. Yes, families, all about families. No, like, you know, unmarried heterosexual men who work for a living are going to get fucked. But we got to get families because families involve women. Blah, blah, blah. Obama will establish a 5-star rating system so that every consumer knows the risk involved in every credit card. Did he do that? Is there a 5-star rating system for credit cards? Am I just not aware of this because I don't give a fuck about credit cards? Because I haven't had a new credit card in, 15 years, at least? He will also establish a credit card bill of rights to stop credit card companies from exploiting consumers with unfair practices. Like what, expecting you to pay your fucking bill on time? The bill you ran up doing stupid shit that you shouldn't have been fucking doing because you're spending money that you don't have? While wages remain flat, the cost of basic necessities are increasing. Well, yes, because the corporations have to make more profit after taxes than they ever did under George Bush. The cost of in-state college tuition has grown 35% over the past 5 years. Healthcare costs have risen 4 times faster than wages over the past 6 years. And the personal savings rate is now the lowest it's been since the Great Depression. Oh my God, we're all gonna die! Obama will create a new making work pay tax credit of up to $500 per person or $1,000 per family. The making work pay tax credit will completely eliminate income taxes for 10 million Americans. Is that the same 10 million Americans who get the most welfare benefits and thus should be paying the most taxes? Yes, it is. Oh, here we go. Obama will dramatically simplify tax filings so that millions of Americans will be able to do their taxes in less than 5 minutes. Have your taxes been dramatically simplified? Can you do your taxes in less than 5 minutes? I bet you can't. Blah, blah, blah. The Obama Comprehensive Energy Independence and Climate Change Plan will invest in America's highly skilled manufacturing workforce and manufacturing centers to ensure that Americans have the skills and tools they need to pioneer the first wave of green technologies that will be in high demand throughout the world. What that means is Obama will give a bunch of federal funding to solar cell companies, which will then collapse, giving their CEOs golden parachutes on the way out. Blah, blah, blah. Obama will invest in rural small businesses and fight to expand high-speed internet access. He will improve rural schools and attract more doctors to rural areas. Will he? Will he? Did he do this? How did he do this? How did he do this? Hussein Obama will raise the minimum wage, index it to inflation, and increase the earned income tax credit to make sure full-time workers can earn a living wage that allows them to raise families and pay for basic needs. Maybe if you're poor, maybe you shouldn't have a family. But no, we need poor people to reproduce. Otherwise, where would we get Democrat voters from? All right. Oh, yeah. Here we're going to create the credit card rating system to improve disclosure. Obama will create a credit card rating system modeled on the 5-star systems used for other consumer products. We'll have 5 stars. It's such a radical idea. To provide consumers an easily identifiable ranking of credit cards based on the card's features. Credit card companies will be required to display the rating on all application and contract materials, enabling consumers to quickly understand all the major provisions of a credit card without having to rely exclusively on fine print in lengthy documents. In other words, Obama's going to make it easy for you to pick a credit card so that you don't have to do anything like research, because you don't have time to do research. You need to be on Facebook posting anti-Republican memes. You do not have time to do actual financial research for your own fucking credit card, right? Things that will actually impact your financial existence. You don't have time for that. You need Obama to do that for you. I ask you again, does this 5-star system exist? If it does, please, please remove Obama's cock from your mouth long enough to send me an email. God, dog spelled backwards. God, CYNLIBSOC.com. Send me an email with a link to the lowdown on this. Prove me wrong. Show me that your Messiah has followed through on a promise that he made. Bring it to me. Prove me wrong. With actual evidence, not with your feelings, not with racist, sexist, homophobic, not with Donald Trump grabs pussy. Prove me wrong. Oh, but wait, you don't have time to go forth and find evidence that I'm wrong. You're too busy hanging out on Facebook, posting anti-Republican memes, and helping Facebook gather information which you can sell to corporations so the corporations can advertise to you so that the corporations can make the most after-tax profit they have in the entire history of the human species under Hussein Obama, right there with Julia having her baby under Hussein Obama and getting free fucking food stamps. Protection against caregiver discrimination.
Oh my god. Oh god, this is just a, treasure trove.
I had forgotten how fucking hilarious this document is. Protection against caregiver discrimination. Hold on, coffee. Protection against caregiver discrimination. Workers with family obligations often are discriminated against in the workplace. Yeah, because they're not in the workplace, because they're at home dealing with the people they're giving care to. And the idea that people not at work should be treated the same as people who are at work is fucking stupid. Obama will enforce, oh good for him, the recently enacted Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's guidelines on caregiver discrimination. If you're not at work, you don't get paid. If you don't come to work often enough, you need to get fired. Because if you, look guys, if you can spend so much time not at work, that tells us your job isn't necessary. If your job isn't necessary, then the corporation should fire you so they can save money so that they can make the most after-tax profit they've ever made in the history of the planet Earth. Right? Because Obama cares about poor people, and that's why it's really awesome that the corporations are making more money than ever before. Social Security is the cornerstone of the social compact in this country. Yeah, and that's the big problem. At a glance, okay, commitment. As someone who was largely raised by his grandparents, Obama has firsthand knowledge of how hard American seniors have worked to defend our country, teach our children, oh boy, they fucking failed on the teaching the children, didn't they? Look at the millennials, and grow our economy. Okay, well, the corporations have made more profit after taxes than ever before, so I suppose the economy is growing. He will honor their lifetime of work. Notice how that commitment actually doesn't mean anything. Right? It's like, okay, so I commit to plant the garden by Monday. Right? That's a commitment that I commit to honor their lifetime of work. Well, what the fuck does that mean? Protect Social Security. Obama will preserve Social Security by stopping any efforts to privatize it and working in a bipartisan way to preserve it for future generations. Secure hard-earned pensions. Obama will fight to ensure that companies don't dump their pension obligations. He will help Americans save more. Obama will make retirement savings automatic. Are you automatically saving for your retirement? Oh, that's right. It just gets taken out and dumped into Social Security, whether you want it to or not. Okay, blah, blah. I mean, Social Security, it's still there. It hasn't gone anywhere. No one cares. What's this? Oh, a world-class education. Oh, let's listen to what Obama, in his 8 years of messiahship, is going to do to make education better. By the way, this is all cold reading. I didn't do any prep ahead of time for this because it's not really necessary. This podcast is pretty much writing itself. I am just going through reading the shit that I highlighted in this document in 2008. I don't want to send another generation of American children to failing schools. No, but but you did. Oh, but you did. They're called the millennials. And the education system and their parents have failed them massively. Obama will launch a children's first agenda that provides care, learning, and support to families with children from birth up to 5 years old. Yes, because God knows women who spit out children don't get enough fucking support. The tax credits they already get, the fucking free health, the free daycare, the free education, the WIC, the welfare, the food stamps, all the fucking resources. Yes, women with children just don't get enough free stuff. We need to give those women more free things. God forbid a woman have a baby and just not get fucking unlimited free shit paid for by heterosexual white men who work for a living. Obama will improve our schools by recruiting well-qualified teachers to every classroom in America. To every classroom. Well-qualified. Right, these little bimbos who come, I want to be a teacher. Oh my God, so I'm talking to this girl the other day. Like, what are you majoring in? Art education. I'm like, oh my God. So what are you going to do with that? She says, well, originally I wanted to be an artist, but I figured out it's going to be really hard to make a living as an artist. So I want to teach art. I am not making this up. I don't have to make this up. She said, I want to teach art and I think it's going to be really cool. And you get the summers off. And there it is. Why do people go into teaching? Because they're too lazy to do anything useful. It's like, I get 3 months off. I only have to work 9 months out of the year. There's nothing just that says you are lazy than taking a job. The main reason for it, because number one, you know you can't make any money in the free market. And number two, because if you're a good artist, you can make money. It's hard, but it happens. Number one, you know you can't fucking survive in the free market. And number two, you only want to work 9 months out of the year. These are the people that Hussein Obama, your Lord and Savior, the Messiah, has brought into the classroom. This is part of why the millennials are so fucking stupid. Remember, I hate the millennials more than anyone else on the planet Earth. I know more about hating millennials than anybody, maybe in the history of the world. I hate the millennials, but they didn't just come out of the womb stupid. They were made stupid. They were made into snowflakes. They didn't come out that way. Students left behind. 6 million middle and high school students read significantly below their grade level. A full third of high school graduates do not immediately go on to college. Okay, and that's not a bad thing. There's nothing magic about college. Again, you have to go to college because you have to go into debt. You have to take out those student loans. That way you're indebted to the banks. That way the banks can make more after-tax profit than they ever had under George Bush. We've got to get those corporate fucking profit levels up. Because we care about poor people. Thirty % of new teachers leave within the first 5 years in the profession. So what? Obama will also provide affordable and high-quality child care to ease the burden on working families. Yeah, guys, if you can't afford childcare, don't have children. Why isn't the mother staying home and taking care of the child? Oh, that's right. That's patriarchy. Women aren't supposed to take care of their children. Women are just supposed to spit the children out so that the women can get free resources. And then you turn the woman over to Hussein Obama so that Hussein Obama can raise the child to be a good little social justice warrior, Democrat voting piece of shit parasite. Obama will create new teacher service scholarships. Okay, did he do this? Did he do this? These are promises he's making. These are promises. The question throughout this whole thing, beyond me just making fun of you and your messiah, Hussein Obama, the point of this podcast is these are things he promised he would do. Has he done any of this? Did he magically do any? Because he said all this shit. And you people, because you're stupid, you just believed these things were going to happen. No, I don't want to hear about Donald Trump. Yes, I've already explained this a couple of times. We have 4 years to talk about this. There will not be a fucking wall between the United States and Mexico. Okay? Donald Trump will follow through on nothing that he said. We're not talking about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is racist and sexist and homophobic and he grabs pussy. He is literally Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler was white. Donald Trump is white, right? Donald Trump is literally Adolf Hitler. Okay, we're not talking about Donald Trump. We know Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler. We're talking about your Lord and Savior. He of the virgin birth. He half black. He born without birth certificate. The Messiah. The second coming of Jesus. We are talking about your Lord and Savior who has never lied, who is perfect in all ways. These are promises. Promises written in this document. Promises you cannot deny he made. I am asking you to prove me wrong by showing me evidence that he followed through and kept these promises. This is your opportunity to humiliate me, to make me have to say, I am wrong. Obama will create. It does not say Obama will attempt. Does not say Obama will try to get Congress to pass. It does not say Obama will explore the idea of. It says Obama, that's your Lord and Savior, the Messiah, right? The guy who kills people with flying robots? Nobel Peace Prize? Obama, remember him? Obama will. Not might, it says will create. Because he is the Messiah. He can just create things. He just gets up in the morning and just whoo, creates. He's like God. Actually, he's more powerful than God. He's the Messiah, right? I mean, God is this old white guy. Obama's half black. He's going to just create. Obama will create. New, as in they did not exist before, because he created them, teacher service scholarships that will cover 4 years of undergraduate or 2 years of graduate teacher education, including high-quality alternative programs for mid-career recruits in exchange for teaching for at least 4 years in a high-need field or location. Did that happen? Does that exist? Prove to me it exists. He will also create a voluntary national performance assessment, which will be really valuable because it's voluntary. So, you know, here, for one time, the government is actually doing something on a voluntary basis, so you know it's going to be worthless. So we can be sure that every new educator is trained and ready to walk into the classroom and start teaching efficiently. Now, if it is voluntary, how can we be sure that every new educator is trained and ready to walk into the classroom if submitting to this is voluntary? The people who suck just don't have to volunteer to submit to it, and then we don't know. All right, what's next? Oh, God. Clean energy future. Oh, God. Well, I don't believe that climate change is just an issue that's convenient to bring up during a campaign. I believe it's one of the greatest moral challenges of our generation. Mm-hmm. Obama will invest $150 billion over 10 years to deploy clean technologies, protect our existing manufacturing base, and create millions of new jobs. He did dump a lot of money into failing solar energy corporations. He did, in fact, do that. Okay. Obama will reduce oil consumption overall by at least 35%, or 10 million barrels of oil by 2030. How is Obama going to control what's happening up to the year 2030? Obama will invest. Yes, he did give a bunch of money to corporations, which made more profit than they ever did before. What do we got here? Obama will require 36 billion gallons of renewable fuels to be included in the fuel supply by 2022. Obama's not going to be president in 2022. Notice how all this stuff gets sloughed up on the future. Well, I'm going to do this and it's going to happen by 2022. In other words, you know, the failure will be obvious. Actually, the failure will not be obvious. No, but this is probably the only printed copy of Obama's blueprint for change on the planet Earth. This is why democracy doesn't work. Well, one of the 17 billion reasons why democracy doesn't work. Because you fucking morons have really short memories. Also because you're stupid and all this other stuff. But this short memory thing, none of you remember any of this. Therefore, none of you think about any of this. Therefore, none of you can critique any of this. Therefore, none of you can respond to any of this. Therefore, none of you ever figure out that the government, all the government, all politicians are like that. They're all lying to you. They are all saying bullshit. And you just drop to your knees, take the cocks in your mouth, and just swallow the cum. Swallow the cum like a fucking dying man in the desert who's been handed a canteen. Well, he is the Messiah no more. As of today, the God Emperor Donald Trump, he of the pussy grabbing, the shitlord himself, will be the new Messiah. And we will walk into this new golden age of the new, well, maybe it's an orange age, I don't know. Orange age! Oh my God, I love that. Boom! You gave him fame. You did give him the power. The power to kill people.
Your tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
It's not that I want to punish your success. I just want to make sure that everybody who is behind you, that they've got a chance at success too. I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
It's good for everybody. That's what it is, yes. Good for everybody.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set.
Mm-mm.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful,
just as powerful,
just as strong,
just as
well-funded.
Just as well-funded.